Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I thank you for taking out the time to come and at our weekly meetings. I really appreciate your commitment to this process. We are really excited about things. We're looking forward to hearing what the scriptures are revealing to you as it relates to our wonderful consecration. We are going to have those that were set to speak this evening go forth. But first, we want to start off in prayer. And is Bishop on the line? Everybody is live. I remind you to put your phones on mute unless you are going to reply or respond. Everybody's phone should be on mute. This evening, we're going to talk about the prayer watches. We're going to talk about the consecration. And we'll answer any questions that may have come up in your process. At this point, we are definitely pushing for all of our candidates to please finish your paperwork and turn it in. After this week, you'll hear from me directly, personally, but I prefer that you call me and let me know exactly where you are and that which you have to complete and win. It is time for our accountability partners to start preparing their questions. There is a list of sample questions. If you would like to see them, I can email them to you and just give me a heads up that you would like me to, even though it is our desire that the questions come from you as it relates to your relationship with your accountability partner, very customized and very, there is a problem as it relates to your accountability partner, and maybe you haven't been able to establish the type of relationship that was expected, then I think that that can be a part of your questioning for your candidate. So it's still pretty much a matter of individual and a matter of customizing it based on where the individuals are in their process. Again, one of our candidates, well, actually two of them. This is a very special week for them, and so as a result, leading up to some pretty life-changing event. And so we understand that they're not always able to be a part, and that it's fine, and we wish them the very best that God has for the wonderful couple. A big, big year for them, for marriage, as well as the consecration. And so I'm excited for them. And as the body of Christ and as the kingdom of the living God, it's always a blessing when there is a covenant union that honors God, because then it's a part of that mountain of influence, that mountain of religion, and that mountain of family. And so that strikes a victory for the body of Christ and the kingdom of the living God. So if we have a Bishop or Pastor Jeff or Pastor Hooks on the line. You are live. We ask that you unmute and open us up in prayer. Well, then we will, this will be a Toledo day. And then we will ask Pastor Johnny Bonds to open us up in prayer. Amen. Take your phone off mute and open us up in prayer.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Father, we just thank you for this is a day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, as we come together, Lord God, for the cause of what you had ordained before the foundation of the world, Lord, we just pray that you will bless us on today. You will bless us with the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord God, and the revelation of your word and your will and your purpose for our lives. Be with us as we go through these teachings and we go through these instructions and this consecration. Lord God, like never before, we need you, God, and we depend on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bond. I didn't necessarily want to start with them because they're actually have a great part in today's session, so we pray for them as well, as they are our original, our initial presenters for today. So we will have Minister Sherita give us a report of all correspondence.
Yes. Good evening, everybody. We
good
do
evening.
Pray that you are good evening. We do pray that you are continuing to enjoy your elevation process. Again, we are asking everyone that if you haven't already, that you would really begin to register, that you would begin to fill out and complete the registration forms. You can email those forms to myself, or you can mail those forms in with your payment to Labors for Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 2081, Matteson, Illinois, 60443. The registration fee is $50 per person, and that includes one banquet ticket. Also, you can begin to reserve your rooms now. The rooms are $123 per night, and that includes tax and the daily parking rate. To reserve your room, all you need is your credit card. It won't charge your credit card. Now you're just reserving your room with it, and then when you arrive at the hotel, you can choose whatever method of payment to pay for your room that weekend. Also, as we continue to move forward on the significance of the candidate and accountability partner relationship, we do ask everyone to continue to read and study those scriptures that were given and be prepared to be called upon. And then today's scriptural presenter is Emerging Pastor Johnny Bonds on the elements of mutual growth found in Proverbs 27 and 17. And also, as it relates to the consecration, every week we do want the candidates and accountability partners to share the name of God that impacted you during your study, and whether it is a familiar name of God or a new name of God. And today's first presenters are Emerging Pastors Johnny and Danielle Bonds. And last but not least, everyone should have received an email maybe about a half an hour ago on the 8 prayer watches, and that will also be discussed in tonight's meeting.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Sherita. So please govern yourselves according to that. She does an extremely thorough job. So anything that went out that you didn't have, please let her know, and she will definitely see to it that you get it. We also have on the line Elder Dr. Arlette Parker. And so she is going to share with us some of the importance of this consecration and this type of consecration. Elder? You're going to take your phone off mute and begin to share with us as it relates to the consecration in the Book of Psalms and the names of God. I don't know who else would like to share, but one of the things that strengthens us is when we share our experience, when we read and study, and we are impacted by that which the Lord has given us and assigned for us to do. And when we find out what an intricate part of our life, our daily life, it becomes, and how he brings to life the application of the information that we are soaking up and what we're learning and reading and studying and where we are, and it becomes such a powerful tool in our walk and a comfort to know that He walks with us and He really will supply all that we have need of. Elder Parker, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Amen.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. And I was actually looking for a note that I had wrote. But one of the things I wanted to share was earlier this week when Overseer Thornton gave me a call, just and he really encouraged me about the prayer watch. And one of the I believe our apostles' heart is about us knowing God and who He is and His elements, and we've studied Him since the beginning of His various attributes and characteristics. And so one of the things I was looking at is out of Revelation 12 and 3, and it says that we overcame Him being Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And one of the things that it quickly clicked for me was part of our testimony has to be who He is, His various characteristics. And so I went back to, and I was telling Overseer Thornton how I years ago had copied the pages out of the Experiencing God book, and I have them in sheet protectors, I have them in everything. And so Overseer Thornton was saying how she's going down the list, and she was going to let the Holy Spirit lead her into which one she needed to call out. So I went, and I wanted one of my old ones, and I was looking at the ones that I highlighted in 2001. And it was just such a blessing because I realized that the word of my testimony had been who He was. And so one of the things that I highlighted was in the second column is the Lord who heals you. And then, and that was His name under God. And then I always went to who He was under Jesus to find which one correlated with that one. And that was the indescribable gift. And then went into the Holy Spirit, and that one I chose to go with that one was sealed. And to look and to realize that one of the things I had been hearing about from God and from the Holy Spirit was how to understand true application and living it out, walking it out. And that's something we've looked at for, I can honestly say, decades. But recognizing how who He is must manifest and how we really must speak it. Because there is a process of, I won't get into science, but of accumulating dendrites. So our brain does not grow, but we can't kill it. But accumulating dendrites, and that's these sparks in our brain. But when we make connections, we really can cause growth. And they're actually looking at this for Alzheimer's patients. And making those sparks by the things that they remember. And that's the same thing within the body of Christ. And so that one goes back to Revelation 12:3, understanding how we will overcome. And that is by what we speak and speaking it and living it. So it's not just what's coming out of our mouth, but what we're walking, what we're living. So there's a application to what we're saying. And that's what we were talking about in terms of how many viewpoints, so we call them names, but how many views of God we can actually have from the Psalms study. And I think that for me, I'm still on Abba, and I'm not too sure why, but it's well. But understanding who He is, and that as I grow, recognizing that though I
looking at Abba, I can see Abba ushering me somewhere as favor and ushering me somewhere as mercy and ushering me through life as my rear guard. So knowing that these the names of God, who we know him as, just grow. They just get bigger. And it's just like, you know, looking, somebody was on TV preaching about putting our light under a table. And it'll get to some point where we won't be able to hide who he is in us. We won't be able to, because we will radiate with such the magnitude of the application and the submission to who he is as we walk and as we live this out. And so I was just really excited in understanding him in that way. And then even when I looked at a Matthew passage, you know, we rest for the heavy laden and understanding. As we come into an understanding, he says all things, Jesus is speaking, he says all things are given unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal himself. So that is what we're looking at. Getting in a position where the Son says, I will allow the Holy Spirit to reveal himself as, pick one. Getting to a position where the Holy Spirit can reveal himself as the Spirit of faith or the Spirit of fire or the Spirit of glory within us, and understanding that this all comes by invitation. And that's a part of this consecration. Last week, a week before, Overseer Thornton was mentioned about a love of holiness and accountability. And that's part of getting ourselves in line so that Jesus will, so that God will hear from heaven and he will open it up. And he will hear from his Son, because Christ is our advocate. And so he will hear from his Son, and his Son will say, reveal this unto your children. Reveal this unto your children. They are, and so I was just really excited about that.
Amen. Amen.
Oh. I encourage everybody to get out this Christian God book and find them. Get the names and start just saying, going down the list every day until he stops you at some and knows what you run with that day. Be encouraged.
Amen. Amen. So that is your homework. As you read the next set of Psalms, there's two things that you want to do. One, you need to list how many names of God are revealed. But more than that, you need to list how many times there is something, instructions or commandment or admonition to us that relates to the name of God. There are several psalms that I ran across this week that indicated that through his name, certain things are done. In his name, certain things are done. And those are the things that we want to focus on so that as we go through ministry, we realize these are the answers that we need. These are the keys, if you will, to the doors to open that we will have need of being opened, that this information that is being released to us in the scriptures is so that we, as she mentioned, will be victorious and we will be overcomers. I was looking for the particular one from this week. And as I search for it, I will allow time to go to the bonds you have together with your information, each one, 2.5 minutes about your Psalms, consecration, and then Emerging Pastor Johnny Bond, for your accountability scripture. So now we will release the floor to you. Make sure you take your phone off mute so that we can be blessed. We thank you. We understand that you are as well vacationing and you made this commitment, and we do appreciate that commitment.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. My calendar be the scripture. Wow.
Amen.
When you gave me this scripture, what a scripture. Wow. Because,
can
we've been merging
for
the last. Yeah, so I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Wow. Iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. And that's coming from the King James Version. And I took I used the Messenger scripture. It says that you use steel to sharpen steel, and one friend sharpens another. But from the King James perspective, I just wrote down some notes and things that I was just looking at, and it says, what does it mean to sharpen iron? As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. There's a mutual benefit in the rubbing of the two blades together. The edges become sharper, making the knives more efficient in their task to cut and slice. Likewise, the word of God is a double-edged sword. And it is with this that we are to sharpen one another in times of meeting, fellowship, and in interactions. And I wrote down a couple of things that, concerning, I was just thinking over quite a few people that in the Word of God, that one person shopping another. I looked at Abraham and Lot. I looked at Joseph and his brothers. I looked at Moses and Israel. I looked at Hannah and Peninnah. I looked at David and Saul. I looked at Jesus and the sinner, Jesus and the cross, and Jesus and the Father. And I looked at how that even me as being an emerging pastor and a husband, how that God has set people in my life to sharpen the iron that in my life and to brighten up my countenance. And I was thinking of, we was thinking and going through some classes concerning the fruits of the Spirit. And there's there's a wave of people that have come to the ministry. And we was going to the fruits of the Spirit, and as Pastor Daniel was teaching on the fruits of the Spirit, there was some fruit that I can see that God was imparting, or God that was bringing things forth in me that need to come out of me, that I can be a better person or a better man of God, a better husband, a better brother, uncle, and even just a better person in all. And as I was just dealing with, because I was upset with this process, I get, every time we go through certain particular things, I get upset about certain particular things, and I noticed, I said, okay, this is what this thing is all about. This is what this is all about. And I had to come to a conclusion that God knows what's best for me, and God set certain people in my lives to bring forth that He needed to have invested in me, that fruit that needs to come forth out of me, that I may give Him glory, honor, and praise.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. You guys are going to go straight to your homework sharing.
scripture. Pastor Daniel is. I don't want Pastor Daniel is in the other room. We have an emergency situation taking place in our room. So
okay, no problem.
She was gonna do the scripture, the psalm. That's the Psalms, right? And
yes.
That was gonna happen, but she and they're dealing with some things with the kids. Yeah. So can we excuse?
You know
what? Can we?
Hmm?
No, I was going to say, can we just, work around that? But that was what I had got from my scripture.
Okay.
The iron sharpens iron, brighten up the countenance of the brother. It has been the shemit. And I just want to say, can I just give a slight testimony real quick? God has been so phenomenal to me. And I remember that when I got saved, that I always wanted to be an individual that wanted to express my salvation to everyone. I wanted to let my light so shine. And sometimes that it wasn't no longer the light that was shining, it was more me that it became to shine. And I noticed that how that, like I said before earlier, that God has set people in my life to buffet me or to humble me. And one of the things that I looked at and I was going through as we've been emerging, that how that this God has put so much humility in me to accept what he's using, not to bruise me, but to help me. And help me and strengthen me, and in the chase me, his strength is made perfect because it causes me to be weak and causes me to be humble. And now I've never in my life, as long as I've been saved, learned how to love God the way I love God. And it was because of that iron, that sharpness and that iron and that confidence, that my confidence started coming forth like never before, just started brightening. And I one day I said, God, I don't know how to love you. I feel like I don't know how to love you, like I really should love you. And for the last past, I can say 3 or 4 years, my altar has looked different. My prayer life has went to a whole different level because of that iron, that sharpens iron, and that the people that he used in my life to bring forth such a change of mind and change of heart.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that testimony. And we want to encourage each one to do that, to give a word of testimony so that as it speaks to how you have overcome, it can encourage someone else to have the faith and the perseverance to endure until they overcome. And so we open the lines up to that now. Everybody is on live, so if you want to share, we ask that you open your speaker, take your phone off of mute so that you can share. And Elder Deborah, if you're on the line as well, who is the champion, if you will, of our accountability program with the ordinees and with us. And so we give this opportunity for open dialogue. Your lines are open. We don't like to leave, too much quiet time or dead time, dead space. So we do ask that you would quickly take your phone off mute and share if there is something that you feel led to share with us. Otherwise, I will call on individuals, because if you notice in your instructions, it says be prepared to share what your consecration is doing. That's the whole point, open dialogue. Someone is getting prepared, so go right ahead.
Yeah, this is Bishop. Can you hear me, or is there a lot of wind resistance coming through the phone? All right, how's everybody doing? Praise the Lord to you guys.
Amen.
I got to say that this process, even for me, just observing, and it's kind of frustrating. It's frustrating from the standpoint, not in a negative way, but just kind of when I'm being forced myself to look at some things in my own life that are just so pertinent. So just two things, if I could share briefly. Today I went to this store, and this little boy, he kind of ran out the store. And his mother was like, hey, don't leave. You don't just run away from me. Or do you want somebody to take you? And his response blessed my heart so much. He said, what are you talking about? Daddy's right there. And I just was like, oh, I had to stop and look at him.
Wow.
I was like, oh, just to know that I ran out without fear. I ran out without anxiety and worry about who was going to take me, because I know Daddy is there, and he's not going to let anything happen to me. and I was focusing on Psalm 68. The whole passage talking about God's presence being there, as well as Him being a father to the fatherless. And I think it's an easy read version that I was reading. It says that His name is Jah, you know, the God that saves. And I just, and so this week, studying that as well as my own personal studies, I think I just had to come to the realization as well that I'm still in development of learning who I am in Christ. And I was focusing on the Gideon scripture where Gideon, where he said, Gideon, you are a mighty man of valor, and further study suggests that what God was saying to him is that you are a, how do you say, an overcoming, conquering warrior. And just was like, wow, that's, man, you got all of that for mighty man of valor? And just being encouraged about that. Just take it into mind that the Father is ever so present and how much He loves us. And just being blessed by that.
Amen.
So I just want to share that.
Hey, I appreciate that because as Emerging Pastor Bond were up today to share that, and there's power in the testimony. There's power in the illustrations of kingdom principles that we stumble across every day, as with this young man coming out the store. Powerful, powerful imagery of a relationship that we are bidded to have with Abba Father, as Elder Arlette spoke earlier, knowing Him as Abba Father. He is there, and there is no fear that should be in us, and nothing to trouble us, because why? My Father is right here. That is that is such a powerful illustration. And it's wonderful because the Lord and the Word says, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, their view of life at a certain age is so innocently faithful to what has been established to them, they don't question it. There's no ifs. There's no exceptions. There's no things that go outside of the parameter. The saying is, it is what it is. If that's what you say it is, then that's what it is. And they go with that. They don't add to it. They don't embellish it, and they don't question it. And that's what the Lord asks us to do, and to trust Him in that way that a child does so innocently and so purely sees life. And so we are grateful for the sharing of the testimony that will bring life to us as well, because I think that imagery is going to live in our minds and in our memories, and Holy Spirit will definitely bring it to the forefront of our experiences as we go forth. And so I leave the lines are open. Anyone else that would like to share as it relates to our Psalms consecration? This consecration is a part of the preparation of your spirit man. The earlier part of your process dealt with the information that you needed, the physical part, the responsibility and requirement, the standard of God. And this is establishing your soul position as you go forth into this elevation. This is the way Christ is going in and out and through and with your life to comfort you in the things that might be a concern for you as you go forward in your elevation. Emerging Pastor Bond indicated, you know, a lot of situations come up that frustrate you, that cause you to be angry, and sometimes causes you to want to stop, want to quit. It's dry if you don't understand. And they're the kinds of things that us not be as fruitful as we can be. But this is the time, think of it as Christ coming into you, this consecration, delivering the light of his self and his word to shine upon every concern that you might have and every concern that you will have. He is addressing it now. He's giving us the tools for victory. He is setting us up in an environment of individuals that are like-minded, that you can trust in your journey and seek from in your journey. And one of the Psalms that was from the last week, but from Psalms 44, and the fourth and the fifth verse, I'll start with the third. It says, "For they got not the land in possession of their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but the right hand and the light of thy countenance, because thou dost a favor unto them." That land is where he's taking you. That land is that which has been promised to you as it relates to your ministry place. "Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverance." Then it says in verse 5, "Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us." Through thy name. Again, that reference to name, that admonition to us, admonishing us, know the name, know my name. Know what, you know, it's just like a golfer. You got to know which club to pick up to make a punt, push the ball or whatever they call it. But there's different clubs. You don't use the same club all the time. There's a variety because they each have a different weight to them. And remember, you're dealing with powers and principalities in high places. So those are all levels. And they require a certain weight in the spirit that you must yield towards them. The names of God give you that weighted precision for that particular enemy. He says here, "Through thee will we push down our enemy. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against you." And we often say, you know, the devil is under my foot, only if you got the right name for that devil, okay, or your foot may be on something that the name of God you're using is not for that specific task. And then we wonder why we wrestle so with it and end up like the disciples that came back beat up because they didn't know the right name. And so we have to make sure that as we are going out, and God is making sure that as we go out, we will be prepared with all the right tools to fight our enemy, because he knows the enemy. We don't know the enemy, but he knows the enemy, and he knows how we will be victorious over him. And so when you read these psalms, these are the kinds of things that Spirit is going to bring to your forefront of you, and kind of you can read, and then it's like sometimes you can't. You want to finish, so I got to read four divisions today. But nope, you keep going back to that one. You keep going back to a verse or something. Go back. Follow where the Spirit leads you, because where he leads you, there is good soil for the seed, or seed for your good soil that he needs to get root in you so that you will be victorious. And so we want to encourage you to, as Elder Arlen said, find you a comprehensive list of the names of God. And, yes. Yes, go ahead.
What verse again was that you used, Psalm 44, and what verse?
It's the fifth verse. I started with the third verse because I wanted to, you know, for us to see what it was addressing. new place. Like, not by what you know, not by what you have, you know, not by your sword, you know, but it was by neither did their own arm save them. When they went, when we're talking about the children of Israel going into the promised land and getting the victory and securing their promise. So, yes, it's that the fifth verse. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Elder, did you want to share? Okay.
No, I just wanted to know the exact verse.
Oh. Okay, sure, no problem. Yeah, I'm going to say I got stuck there, but I really got stuck there and got excited about being stuck there because this is also where you get your power to share with people. You know, we're not victorious because of our words. We fight with His words. And so it's good to know what His words are. And this is one of the things that is a part of His words. I have put on, and I think just about everybody may have it, and I don't know how this is going to come off in the online here, but we have the Names of God CD, and it's going to be playing in the background. So if it becomes an issue, I ask that someone just let me know where it becomes difficult to hear us speaking, or you may not hear it at all, I don't know. But I do encourage you, this is the time, and this is the kind of thing that you want to incorporate in your consecration, the CD on the Names of God, just going and playing, whether it's in your car or on your computer or in your ear, the phone thing, or at home at night going to bed, and let this saturate your spirit and let His power of just His names being called out permeate the environment and the atmosphere that you find yourself in, because that is the place of influence that you have. And that's one of the ways to secure that atmosphere for the kingdom of the living God. If there's anybody else that has question or comment, like I say, your lines are open. You're free to make those comments, concerns, questions. That CD for the Names of God will be available at your during our conference in your track of study. We will make sure we have some available. If you want it before then, I encourage you to just send me an email. A very powerful resource that we like to be able
Absolutely.
To share. Yes. Hello.
Yes, this is Elder Ella, and one of the when Overseer Paulette called and was sharing that passage, one of the things that happened was we had been going down the list, and having gone down the list and then reading or having her read it with her understanding and what she had experienced within her version of the Bible also, one of the things that happened was we were able to see different names of God. And so one of them that we stuck on was like, God who avenges me, God who calls us to endure and give us encouragement, God who relents from sin and calamity. And we were just glad, and we're talking about, you know, under Jesus, he was the sure foundation. He is the light for men, you know, his men, those who need him, who trust in him, he will cause the light within them to come forth, and the light being truth.
Yes.
So when it says that those who chatter about it, another verse it says, chatter about you in this season, the light that is within you will cause that chatter to cease because the truth. And then we were looking at some of them that said, like, the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, it was, the spirit of holiness, grace, and supplication. And this one apostle preached one time about who ushers us, you know, grace and mercy. And what happens is, as we choose to allow God to be, because one of the names of God was He who avenges His people, that is how that actually gets to happen for us. That's how the Holy Spirit, when we choose to allow God, so that you got to go through all of them. And that's why they're that strain that causes this season to be so powerful, because we really can't see Him at work. You know, that's another phrase in that. God's watching them usher us through, as that passage was saying, and, you know, we thought they were going to overcome, and He says, oh, no, keep speaking who I am, and that's the word of our testimony. So we keep speaking it. We keep saying it, and we'll believe it, and it'll manifest. And so then it says, because the grace and mercy is what's ushering us. It's taking us through, because in the end, what happened? He got it for them, because some things, as overseer said, was through Him, and that was just so powerful. You know that, you know, some things happen in His name, and some things happen through the name, and that's as we walk through Him. You know, and somebody once told me that the height of my heels that I wore had something to do with the mess I was treading. I said, oh, absolutely. So put on big boots, put whatever you got to do, because you're going to tread through some things. But just know this, kick the dust off, mud, whatever it is, and know that you're going to come through, because grace and mercy is ushering us. So, you know, sometimes, I don't know what week that was, we're talking about the chatter that we hear, and that's that first passage of that scripture. When the enemy is talking, when the enemy is there, they're not going to just be there and not say nothing. You know, whether they're showing truth, you know, that God, that Jesus Christ has blood has covered, that can't no longer come at you anyway, you know, because grace and mercy.
Amen.
So know who ushers us.
Amen.
So, yeah, so when overseer shared that, it was very, she didn't share it all for us.
Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And it becomes, as Emerging Pastor Bond said, iron sharpening iron. You know, as we share and as we go back and forth. And it brings revelation, and when you share it with the saints, with that community that God has placed around you, it's such a blessing. Sometimes we get these and we sit on them. You know, if you're not preaching on Sunday, who's going to hear it? You know, maybe you tell your wife, Bishop will share with his wife, and those with children will make their kids sit out and listen to it. But it's so powerful to be able to reach out, you know, to your brothers and sisters in ministry and be able to let that outpouring come. And it gets us in excitement. That's part of what makes the race a joyful one, a rejoicing one. And so I do. I thank God for those that are around about us. I thank Him for, you know, His just perfect plan. His plan is perfect because He is perfect. And as you go forth in ministry, you must remember He is saying concerning you because of His love for you and the fact that He has assigned to you something to do. And you can be like the little boy who turns to the troubled mom and says, why? Daddy is right here. My father is right here. Amen. Amen. Bishop, thank you so much for sharing that. So our lines are still open if you desire to share. We do want to get to the 8 prayer watches that we want to present to you. We have Pastor Marlette is going to share that with us this evening, and we have Elder Yvette on the line as it relates to the prayer shawls that you are going to be required to purchase and bring during your consecration. And she'll either start this week or finish up next week on the use and why these prayer shawls. I know we had gone over it once before, but we just wanted to incorporate it in a little bit more depth as we go over the prayer watches during this consecration, because coming the 1st in August, our consecration is going to kind of shifts, and it will then start including these type of things. So we'll go into the prayer watches, the 8 prayer watches with Pastor Marlette.
And my voice is powerful.
Yeah, just
Okay. Amen. We do, for the 8 prayer watches, they are broken up into 3-hour groupings. The first prayer watch. So the prayer watches are times that correspond with events and the anointing and the power for those times that are reflected in the Word of God. So patterns that correspond with the power of God that was manifested in the Bible during those specific times. The first prayer watch is at 6, starts at 6 p.m. and it goes from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And briefly, each prayer watch just has some very specific focuses. So the first prayer watch from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. is time to pray and silence all the voices, the curses of the enemy over our family, life, church, city, and nation, a period for covenant renewal with God, time for the nature of the Lamb of God, and then time for preservation of the fruit of your life. So those are, and they each come with scriptural references in that time, and you pray the power of God during that hour to manifest in those different areas in our lives and in our communities and whatever area we're making intercession for or we are warring in the spirit for during that time. The second prayer was...
And just to not stop you, but add to, and as we dialogue together, one of the things she said, it was about covenant. And so we often, when we plan things and different activities that we plan in our goings and comings and such, we should keep that in mind. What happens, you know, what is this, that particular time, if it's possible, what particular focus does that particular time have in the planning of the different things that we're doing?
Okay. For the second prayer watch, which is 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, it is a time to pray for divine favor. It is also linked at that time. It's best time to make your case before the Lord. I missed the one. I'm sorry. The best time, and so, thank you. It is also a time on the activity of praise and of worship that we do. And when you do it in that hour, we do it with the expectation of the manifestation of that power of God in our life at that time. And it's also in the second prayer watch, time for the outpouring of the spirit of prayer upon our churches, praying for divine protection and praying for God's provision to do his work. The third is also important to know what your prayer watch is, what time you have been anointed to pray and to make intercession for before the Lord. For me specifically, my prayer watch is the third prayer watch from 12 midnight to 3 a.m., and it is the time for spiritual warfare. It's the time for freedom for his bride, meaning the bride of Christ. It is the time to make our case in prayer, also a time for, again, for provision to do that which God has called us to do, speak peace. And so you just, again, want to make sure that you know what time. Beseech God and ask him, what time is it that you're requiring of me that my anointing can manifest in that hour, that I am anointed to pray for whatever area God is giving you for that hour. The fourth prayer watch, which is a time for deliverance, is 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. It is a special time for divine judgment. It is also a time for deliverance, to rise, to shine, for resurrection. The fifth prayer watch, which is 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., it is a time for declarations and utterances. It is also a time for the outpouring of spirit, for the equipping of his service, for his light to shine. Just to give an example, in this hour, it speaks about That is this hour between the hours of 9 and 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. that the Holy Spirit came, which is why it is a time in that hour for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
The empowerment
of the Holy Spirit. So you pray, we pray in that hour for that thing, for the utterances and for the declarations. That is the time in the morning when we arise and we declare. That's how we can command our morning, declare our day, God's anointing and power in that day. Also, the next prayer watch, which is the sixth prayer watch, which is from 9 a.m. to 12 a.m., it is time for harvest, time to pray and appropriate the benefits of the cross, pray for a crucified life. It says, and pray for forgiveness, healing in relationships. The seventh prayer watch, which is the one we are doing kind of as a prayer focus month to month now because we're in the seventh month. It is also a time for the secret places of the Most High. And it is time to pray against destruction and the stalks of the moon of the noontime. And then the final prayer watch, which is the eighth prayer watch, which is 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., it is time to change history. It is the hour of prayer and covenant and power to triumph and glory. It is also the time to change, to shape history. So those are the eight prayer watches. We can make those. Those have been made available to you, emailed out to you by Minister Sharita this afternoon, early this evening. If you would like further information on them or training on them, there are also references for them for the books and the resource material that they were pulled from. But it is definitely a time to know how to maximize your prayer life, to know what hour God has anointed you to pray in. Find out what anointing in the Word of God was released during that hour, and we pray in that power of the Word of God and expect the manifestation of our prayer.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. We always so want to remind you of the fact that with this information, there are scriptures that each prayer watch should decree and declare. And we're declaring and decreeing the Word of God as it relates to that particular time of day and that particular task at hand. So we do want to be found praying and declaring and decreeing the scriptures that are presented during those particular prayer watches. And so you'll see all of that in the information that was sent to you, and we encourage you that if you have any questions or comments, to definitely check with your accountability partner, or you can always, I am available by phone and by email, which is more snail mail for me because the email I don't necessarily go right to on a regular basis. Some people check theirs like every 10 minutes. I do it maybe every 3 days. But I encourage you to allow the power of all of these tools that are presented to us to be a part of your, if you will, preparation for battle, of your preparation of going forth in your ministry. Change the way you start getting up in the morning. Change it in your prayer life, in your study life. Be more intent, more focused. And these are some of the things that will help you to do that. We are appreciative of your time. Is there any more comments, questions, concerns, insights, or information that anyone would like to share? You are all live. You just take your phones off speaker, and you will have, off of mute, and you will have our undivided attention at this time.
I am the Prince of
And Elder Yvette, did you want to start this evening or just wait till next week? We appreciate the committee members that they labor for you on behalf of you with excitement and humble gratitude that God would allow us to even be a part of your process. Next week, one of the things that we're going to also look at is seven months. And Bishop will help to bring that to our understanding on next week.
I am the God of
probably. I have to see if Bishop is going to be available. Well, wherever he is, he'll be available. Praise the Lord. Right, Bishop?
I am the
You talking about me? You talking about me? You talking to me?
Sir, about next week and going over the seven mountains.
Going over the seven mountains.
Right.
Nice.
Just sharing,
nice.
You know. Yes. We're excited to hear from you.
You know what? Lottie Dottie.
Okay. 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 And we do. We want this to be a time of interaction with people. You know, feel free. I understand sometimes your environment isn't conducive to getting off of mute. We fully understand. But we do want to encourage you to do so when at all possible. Minister Bethel on the line. I got an echo. I don't know why that is.
The prayer shawl I can.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The prayer shawl is a garment that actually was designed by God, and it reveals several things. Initially, it was told to Moses by God how to construct this prayer shawl. And the reason for this is because of the tabernacle. We go back there because that is the meeting place. That's what the tabernacle actually means, a meeting place. And that's why the tabernacle was built, so God would have a meeting place with his people. He's always wanted to meet, communicate with mankind. Even in the garden, when he used to come and he would talk to Adam. But knowing, if you know the structure of the prayer, I mean of the tabernacle, you know that everyone could not fit in there. So a prayer shawl was designed so that they could have their own individual one to go in, which is also referred to as a prayer closet. And it was a place to come into to communicate, pray, talk to God one-on-one. So that's how the prayer shawl came out and was designed. The Jewish prayer shawl was used as a prayer closet. The tabernacle was far too small, and that's what I was saying, that everyone couldn't fit under there. But you could have your prayer shawl to go in, and when they talk about it as a closet, they usually take it over their head, pull it together, which encloses you inside of this prayer shawl, so that you may communicate prayer, talking to God, as well as listening to him to see what he has to reveal, the mysteries and the secrets to you. It also reveals the name of God, and that would be found in Numbers 15, verses 37-40. And there it says, God designed every thread of the Jewish prayer shawl, and it holds nine revelations of God that are instructive to us today. God told Moses exactly how to make it and command every righteous Jew to wear it for all generations. Moses wore a prayer shawl to his funeral. David wore one when he fought Goliath. Jesus wore it into the darkness of Gethsemane. He's going to wear it in his second coming, and that's in Revelation. The prayer shawl also reveals the word of God. And you find that in the Psalms 33, verses 4 and 6. The mystery of the Jewish prayer shawl reveals the word of God. On the side of the prayer shawl are a number of knots. Each one of those represents the 613 commandments of the word of God. that every Jewish man memorizes. The purpose of the knot was so that you may look upon it and remember all of the commandments of the Lord and do them. Numbers 15 and 39. David said, "Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." And that's in Psalm 119 and 11. The word hidden means to memorize. The word I memorize in the word I utilize. The prayer shawl and a double portion. Acts 2, verses 2 and 4. Here, the prayer shawl reveals God's double portion of miracles. Elijah had a leather belt that was his distinguishing mark, 2 Kings 1 and 8. It was a prayer shawl made of camel hair, and Elijah rolled it and hit the Jordan River with it, and the river divided, 2 Kings 2 and 8. That's a miracle. Previously, when Elijah prayed for the widow's son, he put the prayer shawl over the boy's body, then tied the corners around his waist, and then Elijah stretched himself over the body of the boy and prayed three times, and the boy came back to life. And you can find that in 1 Kings 17, verses 17 through 24. The prayer shawl and the mystery of Jesus, Matthew 9, verses 20 and 21. And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, "If only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well." And that was the prayer shawl is what she touched. He was wearing a prayer shawl. The prayer shawl according to God's will. And that's in 1 John 5:14 and verses 15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. So there is more to the prayer shawl than just the thread, the design of it. And there are different representations in the prayer shawl. So I would ask that you, when you get ready to select one, you pray and ask God which one would go with the ministry that he has given you. And surely the Holy Spirit will direct you and lead you to the one that will fit you for your ministry. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Elder. Again, this is all information that is given to you in summary. There's detail to these things. Will be available to you during your own track at the conference. And these are some of the things that we will bring to you with opportunity for you to engage in the presentation of them and your understanding of them, the questions of them, and how they will impact your daily living going forward. It's always the question after the consecration, after the ordination, now what? And these are some of the things that this is going to be one of the things that is going to become a part of your life. And so we do want to encourage you, the prayer watches, the seven mountains, to the different information that are being given to you are given to you for life companions, ministry. I hate to call them tools, but ministry companions that will bring you to the place of joy in ministry. Ministry must be a joy to your soul. It has to satisfy your reason for even existing. It must be a purpose that you are committed to, just as you are committed to breathing, for life itself. And so we do encourage you to surrender to that which Spirit is leading and giving and teaching, and how He is growing us all. And we will meet again next week at the same time via Blog Talk Radio. Any of your accountability partner, the accountability partners, if any of your candidates have not been, are not been, we do ask that you kind of give us some heads up so that we can address any issues that have come up for them. Again, I appreciate your commitment, and I will say if Bishop will pray, and we will convene again next week. He blesses our meeting and our coming together.
I am the spirit of the fear of the Lord.
Bishop Nay.
I am righteous. Exodus 9:27. I am perfect knowledge. Job 37.
Bishop.
I am
is elder of Pastor Jeff on the line? Take your phone off of mute.
I am the Lord who loves righteousness.
It is always the position of this ministry that the ending and beginning prayer goes forth from the male men of God that God has placed in the gatherings as a part of honoring the order that God has set forth. Bishop is telling me to unmute him. I didn't know he was muted.
Thank you.
Bishop?
Thank you so much.
Are you still praying now?
Yeah, I can definitely go. It's like, unmute me. Unmute me. It's like, Holy Spirit, I need your help.
Well, praise the Lord.
Before I close out in prayer, I just want to say, like, last night there was this powerful thunderstorm, right? And,
yeah.
I mean, it was, you just had to see the scenery of it because, one, there was this dark overcast, but underneath the dark overcast was the sun just beaming. Like, I can't even describe how powerful it was. And then in the darkness, there was this strong rainbow. I've seen rainbows, but not as strong as this. This thing was so powerful. And I tried to take, I took a picture of it, and as soon as I got that camera out, it was like lightning came in between that rainbow. It was dope. So,
wow.
Awesome.
It was a double rainbow, babe. Don't forget. There was two rainbows in the sky.
Double rainbow. Two rainbows in the sky.
Amen.
So I just want to share that with you guys, but I'll definitely close out.
Well, you know
out.
What? Well, wait a minute, Bishop, before you close out, and I was reminded of this when you started talking. Timothy came out of his room, and he started proclaiming, look, look, look. And we, you know, what is now? He was pointing out of the window. He said, look at the sky. And it was just such the most beautiful orange glow. And like you were saying, really the sun shining somewhere, but so unusual. I never seen it. I've seen it turn kind of green. But this was the most beautiful orange tint of the whole world. It was like, and he was mesmerized, because we all were. But he had gotten our attention. And so God is getting our attention in the sky. And
he sure
says that we, that's one of the things he says. They will look and see. And they'll look to the heavens and they will see. So some things are happening. Most just awesome. It's just like the Father reminding us, I'm here.
Right.
Can't nobody do this with me. So you know I'm here. And even the young ones see it and are amazed by it. They're drawn to it. So thank you so much, Bishop, for sharing that and causing me to remember, you know, that experience. Amen. Amen.
That is no problem. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, O God. We thank you always, God. We love you. So when two or three are gathered in your name, you said you are in the midst. And therefore, God, we acknowledge your presence. First of all, O God, you are majestic. You are sovereign. You are the everlasting one. You are the one that sits on the throne. You are the slain lamb, O God, chosen before time, and you have the power to release and break the seals. And therefore, God, we acknowledge you in the heavens as we look to you, our source, our bulwark, our rock. God, we love you. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for these candidates. We thank you for the process that they're going through. We thank you for every accountability partner that would avail themselves even in this hour. We thank you for the overseer seeing this process through. Thank you for the apostle, God, and every commitment and sacrifice made, O God. We thank you for the release of all that you are doing in this wonderful hour, in this day and age. O God, keep us, O God, the best way that you know how, traveling graces and mercy to individuals who are traveling. We thank you for the protection that you'll put around them as you are watching over them, O God. Thank you for their process as they're getting the paperwork done. God, we pray that it would ignite a fire and a spark within their soul, O God, that they would see themselves so differently, O God, and see themselves the way you do. Thank you, O God, for the revelation, O God, that it's going to take your name and some things we have to go through and some things we have to go in. And, God, we thank you for that, and we thank you for the revelation. God, thank you for the rest that we will receive. Thank you, O God, for what's about to take place in this day and season. But most of all, Father, thank you for allowing us to be a part of this. And so, God, we love you. We enjoy the ministry of the gift of the Holy Spirit that you have given us. And we thank you that you will rest, rule, and abide in our lives forevermore, whether we're here in Chicago, to the coast of Washington, to the coast of Florida, and even overseas. We thank you for just being the God of this universe. And what is man that you are so mindful of us? And therefore, Father, we adore you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord and good night, everyone. Thank you so much and enjoy your journey. Amen.
Amen. Good night.